Now we return to news items. We thought a bit of an odd bunch would do now, with Thursford mentioned again, success for a cheerleading group, and a landlady celebrates 25 years at the Adam and Eve pub. Starting with a sombre note, however, with the news of an obnoxious thief who has stolen money collected for charity. The father behind a magical display set up in memory of his five-year-old son has been left devastated after hundreds of pounds were stolen from a wishing well by a heartless thief. Every Christmas, the founder of Finbar's Force, Tristan Cork, puts in hours of work creating a winter wonderland to honour his son Finbar Cork, who he lost in 2016 to a brain tumour. Over the last 5 years, Mr. Cork said, the festive display in Park Green in Heatherset has snowballed in popularity and around £30,000 has been donated to the cause. But on the night of December the 8th, a handmade wishing well that forms part of the light trail was broken into by a thief who snatched hundreds of pounds donated by locals. The 43-year-old said, the display takes extensive work. A handful of volunteers helped me decorate the street. Last year, £10,000 worth of donations were collected. But Mr. Cork said the grab-and-go incident had jeopardised if he will be able to carry it on in the future. Finbar's Force is a charity that supports families and children affected by childhood cancer and brain tumours.
The Thursford Collection near Fakenham has been named Best Group Friendly Attraction in the UK at the 2025 Group Travel World Awards, beating tough competition from the likes of ABBA Voyage, The Eden Project, Kinren, Ironbridge and Milton Keynes Theatre. The award comes within months after the attraction was named Best Christmas Experience for the second consecutive year above nominees Kew Gardens, Hocum Hall and Blenheim Palace. Charlie Cushing, the general manager at Thursford, said, I'm immensely proud of my team who have made this possible. Their hard work and dedication to providing outstanding customer experiences and creating lasting impressions continue to make Thursford a truly unique tourist attraction. The awards were presented to a room of other theatres, attractions, hotels and tour operators in London and presented by the cast of the Fawlty Towers Experience.
A teen cheerleading team from Norwich has triumphed at an international competition held overseas. Brave All-Stars took two travel teams, Lady Lookouts and their youngest ever team, Super Spies, to compete at the cheerleading competition at Disneyland Paris by Future Cheer. They clinched the top spots in their respective divisions. Held at the resort's Newport Bay Hotel, the contest saw both teams performing with no deductions, highlighting their skill and dedication. Their victory is considered a significant achievement for local sports, making a milestone for the entire programme.
The landlady of Norwich's oldest pub has marked her 25th anniversary behind the bar. Rita McCluskey, 75, has no plans to slow down after more than two decades running the Adam and Eve pub in Bishopgate. She will be celebrating the huge milestone with friends and patrons who visit the pub on the day of her birthday. Reflecting on the last 25 years, she said, "It's flown by, I can't believe it. Taking it on at 50 years old was a challenge and I never thought I'd still be running it 25 years later. Not in a million years." Rita puts her tenure down to several factors. She added, "I couldn't have done without it without the past and present staff, my suppliers and our brilliant customers. We do serve a huge amount of tourists because of the pub's history and many do come back every couple of years to pay us a visit. I've no plans to retire, though. I still absolutely love it."
A painting depicting Tombland in the 20th century is set to return to Norwich Castle. Alfred Munning's Tombland Fair has been purchased from auction by the Norfolk Museum Service. It will go on show at Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery, which overlooks the road scene shown in the painting in spring next year. Mr. Munnings, the artist, who lived between 1887 and 1959, grew up in the Waveney Valley. At the age of 14, he left school to start an apprenticeship with Page Brothers, a printers in Norwich, while taking evening classes at Norwich School of Art. One of his favourite subjects to paint was the traveller community, who ran travelling fairs in the area. The painting is based on Tombland Fair, which was held in the area at the base of Castle Hill. It's believed Mr. Munnings would have painted the scene within sight of Norwich Castle.
For our first feature, Derek James, in his regular nostalgia column, tells us that it is 90 years since Norwich bid goodbye to its trams. His article is read by Ian Robertson.